talk to me.
Accomplishment Coaching is proud to present the following fine programming. Accomplishment Coaching, where coaches lead and leaders coach. AccomplishmentCoaching.com.
Welcome to The Coaching Show with your host, Master Certified Coach Christopher McCollum.
That's me. Thank you very much, Dick Warren. And thank you, my dear listener, you right there, you. Thank you for being here today and listening to this wherever you are and whatever you're doing. I guarantee something. You could change your life out of this broadcast. That's right. If you talk about the people we've got today, if you listen to these folks, you are going to learn something, you and I both. And this could change your life, so watch yourselves. Here's what I want you to know. We've got some extraordinary guests, some people doing really extraordinary things in the world today. And we've got a guest co-host. And I'm going to tell you about our media partnership and our sponsors. So that's what's going to happen. You've been warned. Stay with me. Ready? First of all, here's what you need to know. Our longest-term sponsor for this program is Accomplishment Coaching. Now, if you're like me, well, you may have problems. But if you are like me and you are looking for coach training or any sort of development in your career, you're looking for the finest. You're looking not for the, you know, cheapest, the most popular, the easiest. You're looking for the finest training in the world. And if you are one of those elite few looking for the finest training, looking for the Harvard, the Oxford, the Yale, the Stanford of coach training, check out AccomplishmentCoaching.com. Accomplishment Coaching is the world's finest coach training program, has been for the last 17 years by design. And, of course, the world's finest training program, got to turn out the world's finest coaches. Among the many things I love about their program is that you get an actual coach each and every week for the entire duration of the program instead of having to go find your own or something like that. I also love that they have more hours, more training hours, more actual coaching hours, more receiving coaching hours than any other program out there, more books to read, more coursework to do than any other program out there. So when you come out of there, you are ready to get your ICF credential and move forward powerfully in a thriving coaching practice. If that sounds like something you're interested in, go check out Accomplishment Coaching at AccomplishmentCoaching.com. Here's my favorite thing. Ready? You can go observe their coach training program in person. You can go check it out before you even put down a dime. It's free by invitation. You can just get there and watch like a fly on the wall and see what those folks are up to, see if it's right for you. As far as I know, the only coach training program that does that in the world. So check it out, AccomplishmentCoaching.com. You can find them in the following cities. Are you listening? San Diego, California, Seattle, Washington, Victoria, British Columbia, Chicago, Illinois, New York City, the Big Apple, and our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Check it out, AccomplishmentCoaching.com. All right, time to bring in our guest co-host for the day. As you know, all the cool kids are coming and being guest co-hosts here. I'm learning to speak English. Very exciting time for me. If you're interested in that, check out, simply write an email to producer@thecoachingshow.com or click on the link for in the coachingshow.com. And we would love to invite you on. We'd love to find out more about you. This extraordinary woman is Emily Golden. She is a fine coach. She's just celebrating her birthday this week. We're going to find out all about her. Emily Golden, look around outside. Where are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm in beautiful Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
It's a beautiful place to be from.
The sun is shining. Yep. It's a great day here.
All right. Now, Emily, tell us about your practice. Tell us about how to find you. Who are you and what do you do?
Sure. So, Christopher, I left my corporate job of 17 years in human resources back in July of 16 to launch my coaching and HR consulting business full-time. I am also proud to be a mentor coach with Accomplishment Coaching.
Yeah.
And it is the world's finest coach training program. I love me some Accomplishment Coaching.
Thank you very much for that unsolicited testimony. How do we find out about you and the work that you do, especially those of us that are working with people that need HR consulting and coaching?
Sure. So you can find me at www.golden-coaching.com. christopher-resources.com. And I provide career and leadership coaching in private practice and with in partnership with corporations. And I also do some HR consulting work. So I love to work with men and women who are living a what seems like a very a life where they have it all, but they're feeling unfulfilled.
Very clear. And a lot of people, you know, before I got into this coaching deal 20 years ago, 23 years ago, now I was successful and miserable. So if you're one of those folks or you're working with one of those folks, reach out to Emily Golden through golden-resources.com. I see what you did there. Golden. I like it. All right. I want to let you know one of the things we're most proud of around here, which is that we're in our fourth year of being a media partner with the International Coach Federation. Gives us an opportunity to support and promote the fine folks, the work of the fine folks involved in the association. I just spent some time up at the ACTO, the Association of Coach Training Organizations, and the GSAC, the Graduate School Association of Executive Coaching Conferences, and of course the ICF was represented there. The International Coach Federation, also known as the ICF, is the leading global organization. It's a standalone, non-for-profit, and it's dedicated to advancing the coaching profession. They do that by setting high standards and providing independent certification for coaches, as well as accreditation for coach training programs like accomplishment coaching. And they've built a worldwide network, the world's largest network of professionally trained coaches. It's an extraordinary organization. There are chapters all over the place. So if there's, and even if there's not one near you, it's a treasure trove of information, everything from coaching research to marketing materials to actual coaching demonstrations. So you, if you're looking for your credential or to get to the next level, you can hear what coaching sounds like at the ACC, PCC, and MCC level. The folks at the ICF are committed to connecting professional coaches like you and me with the tools and resources we need to succeed in our careers. So there's business information and marketing information, as well as just plain lots of different approaches to coaching, as well as lots of special interest groups. To learn more about the ICF and to stay up to date on their latest news and what's happening, visit coachfederation.org or check out ICF on Twitter at ICFHQ. We are also proud to have an ICF representative on the coaching show here each month, including George Rogers, who's the assistant executive director, whom I just taped an interview with while I was back there in beautiful Toronto. I should let you know that also the ICF has returned to their global conferences, and they're having the ICF Converge, which is the first global conference, I think, in 5 years, this year in Washington, D.C., okay, it's in the summertime. Not the best time to be in D.C., but you don't care because you'll be inside talking to all those amazing global coaches. Check it out by going to coachfederation.org. All right, Miss Emily, you ready for our first guest, our make a difference, the person that's going to blow the little top off my head?
Yes.
All right. Are you everything okay over there, Emily? You sound a little slow today. Is that your yogi nature coming through?
Yeah, it's just my Buddha-like presence.
I got it.
No, everything's great over here.
All right. I'm feeling like maybe I'm a little over-caffeinated. Anyway, Jenny Santi is an extraordinary woman. She's a philanthropy advisor. So, but not like to people like you and me, like what to do with my, you know, $50, $100 donations. Mm. She's got a consulting practice that serves clients, including signatories of the Buffett Gates Giving Pledge, an Academy Award-winning actress, and leading financial institutions in Europe and Asia. Basically, she helps people channel their wealth, power, and search for meaning towards social good. She's also written a book a couple of years ago called The Giving Way to Happiness, Stories and Science Behind the Life-Changing Power of Giving. And she's here to share her passion about helping people discover how to give their time, talents, and treasure in ways that not only change the world, but also bring happiness and fulfillment to their own lives. Welcome, Jenny Santi. Hello? We just need to push a button.
Something. Oh, Jenny, can you hear me?
There you are. Now we're it's all the technology.
Hi.
Hi, Jenny. Will you look around? Look around outside. Where do you find yourself today?
Right now, I'm in Florence in Italy.
Oh, I'll trade you.
Okay.
Well, welcome. I mean, it's second only to Cherry Hill, New Jersey, in terms of beautiful places to be. But
New Jersey.
Look, I think that maybe the place to start for us is that all of us look to people like Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and the, you know, the great philanthropists of our time, and even Oprah, and think, you know, good for them, yay, but they've got bazillions of dollars. Is philanthropy something that's limited to, you know, the people with $1 billion or more? Is there something that we can do, those of us that are, you know, still working on our first million?
Well, absolutely. There's a lot that we can do. And, you know, the truth is that even though I'm a philanthropy advisor by profession, most of the time I don't even really like the word philanthropy because it's so often misunderstood and so often misspelled. And it sounds too elite. It tends to exclude the average person, even some of the wealthier investors, funnily enough, don't consider getting involved because who's as rich as Bill Gates? So over the years, we've come to associate the word with donations in the tens and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
But the reality is that if we just simply go back to the roots of the word philanthropy, it simply means the love of humanity. It comes from the Greek root words phil meaning love and anthropos meaning mankind. So it's just a love of humanity. So, you know, it's time we redefine philanthropy by going back to its roots. And it's time we realize that we can all be philanthropists.
Wow. It's impressive. It's a little bit daunting, right? Where do we start?
Well, you know, we can give our time, our talents, and treasures to something that we care about. And the wonderful part that I discovered through the years is that by changing the world, we can also change our own lives in the process. And over the years, I've gathered insights from hundreds of people from various walks of life, whether they're entrepreneurs or idealistic students or diehard activists or passionate volunteers and even very young children, each of whom have given something to something that is close to their hearts. And here are some of the best things that I've learned from them about how you can give, how you should give. The number one thing is that you should give to something that is related to your passion. Your passion and your personal experiences. Take, for example, if you have gone through something particularly difficult in life, it will help you heal and overcome these personal challenges. In a study of alcoholics going through the AA program, for example, those who have helped others were nearly twice as likely to stay sober a year later, and their levels of depression were lower too. So imagine what you can do if you just went back to something that's been haunting you for many years and help others who are going through the same thing.
So I'm noticing that for me, anyway, there's a lot that's sort of in balance here, right? When I hear that things that I treasure or prize are under attack in our political universe, I want to defend those. And so when I hear something that I believe in, like Planned Parenthood, which makes, you know, healthcare available to millions of women, is under attack, I want to give to them to sort of counteract the forces of evil. But if you say, what am I passionate about? It's more in the realm of education. So should I be parsing it out and putting a couple of bucks here, a couple of bucks there? Or what do you recommend when we've got sort of competing interests or a bunch of things that we want to support?
Well, we can start from someplace. And what I've seen is that over time, as people try out different ways to give, different places to volunteer, different places to give a bit of their resources, whether it's their time or their money, they discover what are they really, really close to, what are they passionate about. And it's not just the cause, but also the people that you meet. I interviewed a lot of people in the course of writing my book, The Giving Way to Happiness. And he said, one of my interviewees said, that about volunteering, that one door opens to 10 other doors, and that giving makes your circle of friends and acquaintances much more diverse and interesting. So as you continue down the path of giving, you realize what you're really attuned to and where your heart really is.
Get in here, Emily Golden. I can hear you got a lot of thoughts going on.
Yeah, Jenny, thanks so much for the work you're doing out in the world. And as a mom of two children that I just adore and want to raise to be philanthropic, what recommendations do you have in terms of getting children involved with philanthropy?
Right. Well, a lot of people think that it's a matter of telling their kids what to do, right? But kids follow what they see and not what they hear. So the best thing that we can do is to be good examples to our children, whether it's our own children or our nieces and nephews. If they observe what we do and they know that we're sincere about it and they're not forced to do it, then they'll develop their own culture of giving as well.
I'm really conscious about that. I recently heard a story from my accountant, no less, where he was so proud because his adult son had stopped on the side of the road when he saw an accident and went and helped the person, even to the point of CPR, since he was a trained CPR person. It seems to me that there are things that we do, you know, like I give to certain causes each and every month, right, as an automatic sort of deduction. But when I take my family to the clean up the park day, or when I actually, you know, when we're Good Samaritans and stop on the side of the road, as my accountant's son did, that we really get a much different experience or flavor of what it is to connect and give to another. Do you speak to that? In other words, is it different when we write a check or have a withdrawal from our account versus when we actually get our hands dirty out there?
Absolutely. It's much more than just writing a check. In fact, a lot of the people that I've worked with say that that's the boring part, because that's just the money. And the most rewarding part is when you actually see for yourself what is the good that is happening because of your contributions, because of the time you've been volunteering, because of the time you've spent with these people and organizations in need.
Okay. So, Emily, what are you hearing? I mean, your family, I assume, does things through your place of worship. You may do some things that are politically minded. Do you see anything for yourself around giving and where you are, or maybe where you're not?
I do. I see massive opportunity for my husband and I to really have giving as part of our conversation at home. Even more than what we do today. And I'm really interested in this. Jenny, you talk about how altruism activates the same pleasure centers of the brain, stimulated by food, sex, and drugs. And I just love the idea of, like, as a family, experiencing that, you know, the joy, the pleasure that being altruistic provides. How does that work?
Absolutely. So there are many stories, many anecdotes that say giving feels good. Oh, giving feels great, right? But I wanted to find out, is there any truth behind those sayings, or is that all fluff? And what I discovered through a lot of research is that there is now scientific evidence that giving makes people happy and fulfilled and leads to better health. Like, as you mentioned, Emily, there are studies that show that altruism or doing good deeds for others activates the same parts of the brain that light up when we engage in pleasurable activities such as eating or even making love. So, you know, there's proof that it really activates the pleasure centers of the brain.
I'll and have what she's having.
As you mentioned, kids, as we were talking about, kids learn more from what you do than what you say. And there are lots and lots of opportunities to involve kids in the process of giving. Talking about values, it doesn't take that much effort because, you know, these conversations can happen while the family is gathered together for meals, doing household chores, playing games, going on road trips, you know. And in order for children to truly understand what it means to be compassionate and fair and kind to others, parents and adults around them will need to show the deeds in action. And giving together or volunteering together is an excellent opportunity to demonstrate these values and put theory into practice rather than just talking about what you kids should be doing.
Nice.
Nice.
What do you think, Emily Golden? Anything you're going to take on out of this awareness?
Thank you so much. I am, actually. My husband just went to a local food bank through work, and came home. He had a great day. He told the whole family about it, and I am going to declare that my family, before the summer is over, is going to go into a food bank in Camden and support our local community. Because Jenny, you're so right. We can talk the talk, but if we're not walking the talk, it doesn't make the same. It doesn't have the same impact.
Nice.
How old are your children, Emily?
My kids are 9 and 12 and a half.
Great. And so what I would suggest yes. is you convene just a very, very informal family meeting and discuss what areas your family members and children are most interested in working with each other on, and not just simply drag them along to whatever you care about, because they might see it as a chore. You know, ask your children, what are they really passionate about? Is it the environment? So perhaps you can do an environmental cleanup. Or are they animal lovers? Perhaps they can volunteer in an animal shelter. Do they like cooking? So perhaps they can help out in a soup kitchen. So it's an opportunity to do something fun and that they enjoy. And also for you as parents to remind the family of how fortunate you are to have each other.
That's such a great and clear path. I'm going to take that on too. Thank you so much for that. Let's talk briefly about the downside of altruism. I think all of us know healing professionals, do-gooders, people who are kind, caretaking human beings who get burnt out, who get depleted, where, you know, they've given and given and the need will, sadly, seems to never stop. What advice, does your research find is actually useful for people who have maybe given a little too much or are out of balance on the side of depleting themselves?
Right. You know, I myself experienced this. In fact, in the days that my book was just about to come out, because, you know, my book is entitled The Giving Way to Happiness.
Right. Not so, The Giving Way to Depleting Yourself. Right.
Exactly. So during those days that my book was coming out, I myself went through a crisis and wondered, my gosh, how could I have written such a thing? Because, you know, it's not like I feel absolutely happy every day, every day that I'm giving something. And I'm not even a naturally super positive, optimistic, chirpy, cheerful person. You know, there's a part of me that gets down. You know, I have that side of me, and I wondered, how can I have written such a book? I felt almost like a fake for having done so. But I realized that so many other people who are idealistic as I am feel the same way. You know, we start out with a huge advantage of being so idealistic, and that idealism is a huge motivator. And, you know, we're deeply passionate about making a difference, and we have this very natural energy source. But it's very hard to sustain one's motivation and commitment and passion to make a difference in the long haul when the grind never stops. And if you think about it, a lot of the causes that we are each trying to solve are very, very difficult. Take, for example, the issue of climate change or environmental degradation, right? We might not even see any solution in our lifetime, but does that mean we just give up, right? So many people who are passionate about these causes, whether it's the environment, whether it's animal rights, whether it's major incurable diseases such as cancer, Parkinson's disease, you know, many people succumb to burnout. And these activities are emotionally draining. These activities can be the opposite of happiness.
So it's something we need to keep our eye on for our clients and ourselves, I guess. I want to make sure people know how to get a hold of, first of all, the book, The Giving Way to Happiness, Stories and Science Behind the Life-Changing Power of Giving, is available truly wherever fine books are sold, and certainly on Amazon, but also on Jenny's website, which is Jenny Santi, that's JennySanti.com. You can also follow Jenny on Twitter by going to @JennySanti, same spelling, JennySanti. Jenny, our time has flown by. We've got just under a minute left, but I'd love to give it to you and give you a parting thought or parting shot for our listeners today. What would you have us know or think about?
Yes, well, I would say that over the years, I discovered that there are really great emotional and psychological returns that we get from giving back. The more we do for others, the happier we can be. And the happiness and optimism that I have obtained personally from helping others.
Oh, I think she said from giving, but we lost her just the wrong moment. Jenny Santi, I'm so sorry. We had some sort of a glitch in the website or the internet. Meanwhile, go to JennySanti.com or check her out on Twitter or both and get the book. When we come back, a literal crash course in positivity. Stay with me.
I raised $8,000 to build schools for South African children.
After realizing how many people go hungry in San Diego, I now volunteer at a food pantry.
I'm spending the next year doing volunteer projects across three countries and helping in ways they designate to be the most helpful.
The World Link program at the Joan B. Kroc Institute for Peace and Justice recognizes the potential of youth as agents of social change. Learn how you can help youth become a generation of leaders in action at peace.sandiego.edu.
Hi, this is Rob Barnett, CEO and founder of VinVillage.com and the Wine and Dine Show on VinVillage Radio. Do you have a wine, event, product, or service to promote? Then contact VinVillage.com to reach thousands of wine lovers across the country. VinVillage connects like-minded wine enthusiasts with unique and exclusive wines, events, products, and services. To learn more, contact us on VinVillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect.
Do you want to be a professional coach? Are you in business trying to make a real difference with people you manage or work with? Have you started a coaching practice that isn't quite getting off the ground? Get the skills you need to be a successful coach today with the Coach's Training Program from Accomplishment Coaching. The Coach's Training Program will show you how to help others focus and be more fulfilled. Whether you want to improve your company's bottom line or create a thriving coaching practice, Accomplishment Coaching can give you the distinctions and practices you need to coach others effectively today. Accomplishment Coaching has spent 6 years developing a cutting-edge coaches training program that will have you ready to coach people professionally in just 12 months, and you don't have to take time off work to do it. To find out more about the coaches training program, just call 1-888-548-6813. That's 1-888-548-6813.
Gotham Books presents Marriage Rules by Harriet Lerner, the book Martha Beck calls required reading for anyone hoping to interact successfully with any other human, not just for those in romantic relationships. Get your copy wherever books and ebooks are sold and visit harrietlerner.com to learn how to change your marriage today.